Shores of glory, like a river, since the comforter has come, he abides with us forever, makes a trusting heart his home. Nice and quiet is holy quietness, for our soul is your destroyer. On the stormy sea, he sticks close to him. God is a lamb, he's a lamb. Bring in life and health and gladness. Son of man, just bring it in. And the shining in his senses, change our weary test to see. Blessed quiet is, holy quietness, what a shore is in my soul. On the stormy sea, he sings me to deep, but at the loss, he's the wrong. Like the rain that falls from heaven, like the sun, like from the sky. Son of hope, Ghost is given, to be honest from on high. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, that assures me in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, out of the mountains, he's too long.
Wonderful Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
耶稣，今天早晨，你今天就要在我们的当中，然后主你的平安，你自己要降临在当中。当我们在这里敬拜你的时候，主啊，你就在天上要垂听，当我们用心灵来赞美你的时候，你就喜乐。主啊，愿我们的赞美和我们的歌声能够蒙你的悦纳，就像一个清香的祭献在你的祭坛之前。哦，主耶稣，求你悦纳我们今天早晨在你面前的敬拜。我们也恳求你圣灵在这个时候运行在我们当中，降临在我们当中。哦，主啊，让我们看到你是与我们同在的神，你是那时时保守我们，让我们在你的里面跟随你的那位神。谢谢你今天就要与我们同在，这个时刻你也在我们当中。感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
嗯。
主啊，因着你升天，赐下圣灵，许许多多不可能的事就变成可能。
阿
门。主啊，你就可以住在我们里面，也随时在我们当中，也世界各地的人可以同时与你同在，可以一起聚会。主，我们感谢你，今天我们就有三方市、达拉斯两个教会在一起。主，我们要高举你，我们要高举你，因为你是配得的。主啊，因为你把我们连在一起了，感谢赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. To the Lord, to Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Praise his hands. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, we praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, glory to you, your worthy. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We come before you, Lord, and bow down before you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, come to us, Father. Fill us with yourself, Lord. Fill us with your spirit, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Recognize your body broken for us,
Oh, may you help us to examine our hearts and prepare our hearts. Oh, prepare ourselves, Jesus. Oh, God, come to our hearts. Fill us with yourself, Jesus.
Amen.
Well,
I thank you,我们害怕什么呢？没有，我们肯定的说没有，因为有你的同在，我们欢喜快乐，因为你的同在，我们将来还会见面。谢谢主，你的慈爱与长存，祷告，奉靠主耶稣的名，阿门。
We thank you that your word in us continually establishes us and roots us in the love of God, is Jesus Christ. So Lord, today, open our ears that we may hear what your Spirit is saying to us today. Oh Lord, come. Come, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Magnify your great name. We worship you. We adore you. We bow before you.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. I just want to mention to encourage anyone that want to come up and share and have a testimony, to choose a song, even in English, Daniel can translate, but feel free, the Spirit is open to anyone, and you feel that His word, if you have a word you want to go ahead and speak up and just come up here and give a testimony. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know what the Lord is doing, just to give glory to God today. This is I enjoy this humble, modest meeting, but the glory goes to the Lord. And that's the most important thing. So feel free as we search your own heart today in this meeting. Thank the Lord. Let's sing the first stanza.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today.
To marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you.
This Friday we had a small group gathering.
这个星期我们有一个小组聚会。
And the Lord came in such a precious way.
神以一个很特别的方式临到我们。
And there were words that really came, I think, through the Spirit.
神的话真的透过圣灵彰显出来。
And it brought to me conviction.
然后他让我知罪。
And the words that kept repeating, there were many, and I had noted them, but here were some special words for me.
然后神给了我很多的话，然后那些话不断的重复，但是这边有几个我记得，就是说神特别给我的话。
And the words that came to me was, there is no more time to waste.
然后神所给我的话就是告诉我说，我们没有时间可以继续的浪费。
Don't waste time.
不要浪费时间。
You cannot catch up with time.
你没有办法赶得上你的时间。
Don't waste time.
不要浪费时间。
Take time to be holy.
你要花时间来寻求神圣。
Don't get distracted.
不要分心。
You're living in eternity now.
你现在活的就是你的永生。
Because the presence of the Lord is with you.
因为神的同在与你在一起。
And Christ in you. Is eternal life now.
在你里面的神，也就是那个永生，那就是现在。
So we're encouraged to live moment by moment.
所以我们就是要每时每刻都要这样活着。
This new life divine.
这个神圣的生命。
To live in Jesus.
活在耶稣的里面。
Abiding in Him.
住在他的里面。
To live for Jesus.
为耶稣而活,
and shining for Him.
同时也为他发亮,
and it is for His glory.
是为了神的荣耀,
enjoy His presence.
我们要来享受他的同在,
abide with Him.
住在他的里面,
take time to be holy.
然后我们必须要花时间来寻求圣洁。
He's given us.
他把圣灵赐给了我们。
And today we have an opportunity.
今天我们有个机会。
To seek Him afresh.
来寻求这位神。
And to ask the Lord to give us a fresh infill.
来跟神寻求一个新鲜的充满。 圣灵来充满我们。 你们听得到吗？
Thank you.
Shared a lot about what singing and the songs mean to us.
我们在分享就是说唱诗歌对我们个人的意义是什么。
And then we shared a little bit about how the teachings about being a unity.
同时我们也分享关于合一的教导。
And the question was, is Christ divided?
那问题在这里就是说耶稣他是分开的吗
?And then when I was studying for today, it somehow the topic came up again, unity.
当今天我在读圣经的时候这个主题就再次跑出来就是谈到合一。
And unity has so much to do with the communion service.
那合一它跟我们圣餐有很大的关系。
When I was in New York, someone gave me a really beautiful little article about the sacrament of the word.
当我在纽约聚会的时候，有人给了我一个文章，他谈到
sacraments.
他提到就是关于圣餐。
Sacrament means a number of things, but in Christianity, sacraments is a visible representation of the reality of God and a means of imparting divine grace.
那个圣餐这个字 sacrament 这个字在英文里面有很多不同的意义但是在基督教里面的意义它谈到就是说关于圣餐这件事情同时我们作为肢体我们来领受神的身体。
And that by doing that it imparts God's grace.
当我们来领受神的身体的时候，我们也就是参与在他的恩典的当中。
And one example also, I never thought about this way, is that our body is also a sacrament when we get baptized.
然后有一个就是我从来没有想过，就是说当我们受洗的时候，其实我们的身体就很像这个圣餐一样。
When we went to New York for vacation, the first stop we made was to Molan's uncle's apartment.
我们去纽约就是全家去度假的时候我们第一站所停的地方就是穆兰他的舅舅家他所住的那公寓里。
And he wanted to get baptized.
他的舅舅想要受洗。
Because, you know, Molan had a chance to share with him. I think he's in his 80s.
他的舅舅已经80岁了然后穆兰有机会跟他传福音。
A few months ago, and then, asked him if he wanted to accept the Lord, and he said yes.
在几个月前，穆兰就跟他舅舅传福音，问他说：“你愿意接受主吗？”他舅舅就说：“好。”
And somehow it worked out that we had a chance to go that day, and he wanted to be baptized in his home.
所以就是刚好事情都安排好，就是那一天我们可以到纽约去到他公寓里面，然后他就在公寓里面受洗。
So we had some words of confirmation, and Molan's brother was there, and they took him to the bathtub.
所以我们在那里我们有一些交通然后木兰哥哥也在那里我们就带他到那个公寓里面的浴缸。
He sat down in the water and he suddenly said, the water's too hot.
然后他坐在浴缸里面然后他就说那个水有点太热了。
But he bare through it, they baptized him, and he, you know, he was baptized and got up and dried up and changed his clothes.
但是他就是继续就是待在水里面，然后就在那里面受洗，然后他起身，然后把身体弄干。
And he was so happy.
然后他非常非常的快乐。
You could, I mean, I don't want to project too much, but I feel like the joy of the Lord was in his face.
我不想说太夸张，但是我真的可以看到，就是说神的喜乐就在他的脸上。
But back to the sacrament, he was baptized and got up. I mean, nothing external has changed.
但是就圣餐这个部分你来看，他就是他受洗，然后他起身，从他外表来看，他没有任何的改变。
But this act has imparted God's grace upon him.
但是这个行动本身。就是让神的恩典可以来临到他的身上。
When you get baptized, God's grace comes and His life is renewed.
当你受洗的时候，神的恩典临到你，然后同时这个恩典也得到再次的更新。
And I know inwardly He was changed.
然后我知道在他里面他已经得到改变。
His own children think it's a miracle that someone his age would be able to accept the Lord and to recognize that he needs Jesus.
他的孩子也觉得这是一个神迹，因为特别是说在他这个年纪，他可以知道并且认知到说他需要耶稣，然后接受他的救恩。
But we know that God can do all things. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's all in the heart.
但是我们知道神可以做任何的事情，他跟你的年纪没有关系，他所关心的就是在乎我们的心。
And then the other part of the sacrament is communion service.
然后在圣餐这个另外一个部分呢，就是我们要领着这个圣餐。
And communion service in Chinese is 国民聚会。
Good. So,
国民聚会。And then in English is communion.
在英文里面，国民聚会这个意思就是聚集在一起。
So communion is gathering together with Jesus together.
所以那个 communion 那个字就是在中文就是说我们和耶稣来同在一起。
And Chinese is also correct. What we do is breaking of bread.
然后中文的翻译也是对的，就是我们来这里一起擘饼。
So when you put these together, it's also called the Lord's Supper.
所以当你把这些含义放在一起的时候，它也就叫做神的晚餐。
So you kind of put the Chinese and English together, it's perfect.
所以你把中文跟英文放在一起的时候，这个含义就非常的完美。
So that's what we're doing today too.
所以今天我们要来做的就是这件事情。
To honor Jesus' broken body and the shedding of His blood.
我们要来纪念耶稣为我们被剥开的身体，还有他所为我们流的血。
There's you know when you look at the physical aspect, when I see the crackers and the grape juice.
当你来看这个实际上的物体，就是我们所看到这个饼跟这个杯里面所盛的这个葡萄汁。
I can't say I always see the body of Christ when I look at that.
当我看到这个饼的时候，我没有办法说我真的在这上面看到神的身体。
But I know that it's a very important and holy event.
但是我知道我们今天聚在一起是为了这个非常神圣的聚会而来的。
And this is the reverence.Of the communion service.
这是我们心里对这个擘饼聚会所应当有的一个敬畏。
And I hope that we don't take this for granted.
我希望大家没有就是说把这个事情理所当然的。
We do this once a month here.
我们在这一个月一次的擘饼聚会。
I don't remember when it started. Maybe it was before we came.
我不确定就是说这个擘饼聚会的规矩是什么时候开始，但是应该是在我们从纽约搬过来之前。
But I think in Sister Gerda's church we do it.First Sunday of the month as well.
但是在那个Gerda 那个姐妹她的教会在纽约，我们也是。在贝教士的教会，我们也是一个月的第一个礼拜天有一次擘饼聚会。
And then when I arrived in Texas, we went to churches and looked around and there were some places where yes they have communion service.
当我们来到达拉斯的时候，我们也去拜访过很多不同的教会，然后 有些教会对他们也有公平聚会。
But I feel like something was lost. It wasn't, it didn't recognize the reverence and the seriousness of, the communion service.
但是我觉得在我所观察到，我觉得有一些意义在那个聚会当中已经流失掉，他没有那个对神应有的那个敬畏。
Some was 5 minutes.
有一些波敏聚会就只有短短的五分钟而已。
You read the text, you take the communion, and that's it.
你就是念一点圣经，然后你就是波饼，然后你领受这个杯，然后聚会就结束了。
But then there are other examples I remember, like in Chinese conference at camp.
但有一些其他的例子，就是我记得，例如说我们在 Pilgrim Camp 的时候。的那个华人的聚会
，and it was such a beautiful service.
那是一个非常美好的聚会。
And I also heard like I wasn't paying attention because sometimes I was serving the communion.
有些时候我是在服侍那个饼跟杯，所以我没有太注意周遭的细节。
And I just heard people crying.
但是我可以听到有人在哭泣
，and their tears.
然后有人流泪
，and kind of you know a little voices here and there that.That was repentance.
在聚会的过程当中，你可以听到那些就是人们悔改的声音
，and conviction of the Holy Spirit.
还有就是说，圣灵在每个人里面的所做的工作，给人的定，给的那个定罪。
They recognized the seriousness of that meeting.
他们在那里面感受到，就是说圣灵所带来的那个敬畏。
So today I just thought I'd go through the passage of 1 Corinthians. It has to do with communion service.
所以今天我就想说，我们可以来看一下《哥林多前书》里面有一段经节是关于波饼聚会的。
It's in chapter 11.
是在第一章。
And we can start with verse 17.
11章17节。
It's a long passage, and you can just follow me to go through.
它这个章节很长，那你们可以就是跟着我一起念过去。
So before I start, I just thought that, you know, there are basically 4 places that mentions about communion service.
在我开始之前啊，你们大概可以知道，就是说在圣经里面有4个地方提到波饼聚会。
3 of them are from Jesus himself, the recording of Jesus himself.
有三个有记载的是耶稣自己所传的。
Giving instructions.
耶稣给人们就是说只是说这波饼聚会该如何进行。
In Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
在马太、马可还有路加福音当中
，Matthew and Mark is almost identical.
在马太跟马可当中，它的记载几乎是完全一样的。
Luke is a little bit different.
在路加福音当中，关于波饼聚会的记载有一点不同。
This was not mentioned in the book of John, but it was the Passover where Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
这个没有记载在约翰福音当中那个部分，就是说。在逾越节的时候，那个耶稣为门徒洗脚。
And some ministers read Luke, and some ministers read 1 Corinthians.
有些传道人他们就是在波饼聚会的时候，他们会带大家读路加福音，但是有些人会带他们读哥林多前书。
I was kind of introduced 1 Corinthians first, so I happened to read that more.
所以因为我是先读到哥林多前书这个部分，所以我就是比较常读在这里。
But one thing I noticed that 1 Corinthians is not the gospel.
但是有一件事情我注意到，就是哥林多前书，它这个并不是所谓的福音书。
And Paul, who wrote the 1 Corinthians, wasn't there at the Passover meal.
保罗他写那个福音书，福音书的作者，当他写的时候，他其实他本人并没有在那个波饼聚会当中。
So I thought it was something a little different and special.
就觉得这个有点特别。
Because Jesus made a point to let Paul know about the communion service.
但是我觉得这个很特别的地方就是说耶稣他特别教导保罗关于波饼聚会的事情。
He made a special point. Now, you know, the 12 disciples all knew they were there. He made a point to tell Paul, this is, you know, do this.
就是说那12位使徒跟着耶稣他们都在场在波饼聚会现场。但是耶稣还是特别来教导保罗虽然说他不在现场教导他关于就是说波饼这个事情。
And so I'll just kind of the passages are divided into kind of three parts.
所以在这边这个信息啊，就是说可以把它分成三个部分来看。
Paul used this example to as a moment to teach the Corinthians.
保罗用这个机会来教导哥林多人。
So there's kind of instructions and admonition in the beginning.
所以它在前面就有一些关于就是擘饼聚会的进行的过程的教导。
And the center part is where Jesus, Paul received from Jesus.
然后中间的部分就讲到说保罗从耶稣那边领受到些什么。
And the third part is also an explanation of why they should be careful.
然后第三部分就是讲到说你在擘饼聚会的时候有哪些事情是你该注意的。
So I'll just read the first few verses. Now in giving the following instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For to begin with, I hear that you come together as a church. There is division among you, and in part I believe it. There must indeed be factions among you, so that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together, it is not really to eat the Lord's Supper. For at the meal, each one eats his own supper ahead of others. So one person is hungry and the other gets drunk. Don't you have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you look down on the church of God and embarrass those who have nothing? What should I say to you? Should I praise you? I do not praise you for this.
John 念的那些就是从第十一节一直到第二十二节、哦、我就很快念一下。我先吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受应的，是招损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话，在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉，你们要吃喝难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。
So he first recognized that the coming together,
所以保罗这边提到就是说他先点出就是说我们大家是来一起的。
But there's a division.
但是当大家来的时候，这里面有很多的纷争。
And at the end of verse 20, it says it's not really to eat the Lord's Supper.
所以在二十节的时候，他就说提到说，你们在这里的时候，你们不是来吃主的晚餐。
So the purpose that they're supposed to come together to have communion service,
但是
they missed the point.
但是他们在那边分门别类的时候，他们就完全搞错了他们为什么要来这边领受神的晚餐的那个正确的目的。
And this verse 21 on explains because they were serving a meal.
在二十一节的时候就没有解释到说他们正在服侍人吃用餐。
Because of the Lord's Supper.
因为这是神的晚餐。
In the Passover, they had the meal first and then they had the communion after.
在逾越节的时候他们会先吃晚餐，吃完晚餐之后他们才会领受圣餐。
But the problem was that they were giving partiality to people that are wealthy and those who are poor.
但是这边有个问题，就是说他们对于那些有钱人跟那些穷人，他们之间在领受圣餐这些事情是有一些偏见的。
So the wealthy got to eat first.
所以那些有钱人他们就可以先吃先领。
They were full with wines to the point where they were drunk.
然后那些有钱人就吃太多了，然后他们也喝了很多酒，甚至喝到酒醉。
And then you have the poor that come later and they're hungry.
但是你也有穷人，他们是后来比较晚来到这晚餐，那同时他们那时候是饿的。
So you have those who are overly full and overly drunk and those who are hungry.
所以你有些那些吃太饱又酒醉的人，然后你同时有一些穷人，他们是没有吃饱的。
There was a gap.
然后在这当中有一个很大的鸿沟。
How can you have this?
那你怎么可以有这样的一个情况呢？
In fellowship.
你在你的聚会当中怎么可以有这样的情况呢？
You know, and then one of the I'll go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 to 17.
我要回到哥林多前书十章，然后十六节。
And it answers the question about the division.
在十六节这边提到，就是说那个分门别类。
And I'll read it in English. The cup of blessing that we give thanks for, it is not sharing in the blood of Christ. The bread that we break, it is not sharing in the body of Christ. Because there is one bread. We who are many are one body.
for all of us share the one bread.
加太念的十六节跟十七节，我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
You come together and uses the word one bread, one body.
我们来聚在一起，然后这边所用的词就是一个饼，一个身体。
Because the body of Christ.
因为我们是神的身体。
Take note that Jesus broke one bread.
你们要注意到，就是说耶稣他所擘的饼是一个饼。
A single loaf.
它只是一个饼而已。
And it signifies one body.
然后这个一个饼，它所象征的就是一个身体。
His body.
也就是神的身体。
And it was passed around.
然后这个身体就这样擘开，然后传给众人。
And now that we move into the center portion of the chapter,
然后接下来我们就是再到第二部分，在十一章那里关于擘饼聚会。
Paul clearly says, "For I receive from the Lord."
在这边保罗他很清楚跟大家讲说，他所传给他们的是从主所领受的。
And I'll read this part. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks.Broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he also took the cup and said, "This cup is a new covenant established by my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you drink, eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
这边约翰他就像他念的，就是说从二十三节后半段开始，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。”
There's a few details that I just want to point out.
在这里我想要跟你们点出一些细节。
First, Jesus said, "This is my body."
首先就是说，耶稣说，这是我的身体。
And gave thanks.
然后你们要为这个，耶稣就祝谢了。
But he also said, the King James Version says, "This is my body, which is broken."
然后同时在另外一个圣经翻译里面，他就是说，这是我的身体，他被擘开了。
And that word broken is.Really, if you think about Jesus on the cross, pierced, bleeding, you know, hanging there, that his body was really, in some sense, mutilated for the crucifixion.
那就是说这个是被擘开。你如果来想一下，就是说耶稣他挂在十字架上，就是说他被那个枪从旁边矛从身体旁边戳进去，然后他流血，然后挂在那里。这象征的就很像就是这里所说的那个饼。被擘开一样。
So he says, "Do this in remembrance of me."
所以就说你们如此行，为的是纪念我。
So I ask, "What are we remembering?"
那我要问的就是说，我们记得些什么呢
？And the answer is, "You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
那这个答案就是我们要表明主的死，只等到他来。
So we are remembering his death and resurrection.
所以我们要记得就是说他的死还有他的复活。
We are remembering his body.
都是我们在记得，就是主的身体
，and the blood that was shed for us，
还有就是说他为我们所流的血。
And then the last section of the chapter, I read in English. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy way will be guilty of sin against the body and the blood of the Lord. So a man shall examine himself. In this way, he should eat the bread and drink from the cup.For whoever eats and drinks without recognizing the body, and King James is discerning the body, eats and drinks judgment on himself.
在这个关于领圣餐的教导最后一部分，就是从第二十三节开始。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
I really enjoy, you know, whoever eats and drinks without recognizing the body or discerning the body.
我在这里就是说，我要特别点出就是这一节，就是说，若不当你因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体这个部分。
It is so important to see the body of Christ.
当我们在领圣餐的时候，它是非常非常重要。我们领这饼，我们必须要看到的就是主的身体。
When we come together, our hearts are fully aware of Jesus' presence and His broken body.
当我们来到这里的时候，我们必须心里知道是完全这样的预备，就是我们所领受的是神为我们所剖开的身体。
That's what we're remembering.
那就是我们所要纪念的东西。
And then in verse 30, it says, "This is why many are sick and ill among you, and many have fallen asleep. If we were properly evaluating ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, so that we may not be condemned with the world."
所以就是因为刚才上面我们所解释的原因，那接下来就是从30节开始说到说，因此在你们中间有好些软弱的，与患病的，死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
I can't say I paid much attention to this before. I've read it. I know.
我以前有念过这个经节，但是我没有办法说我在那时候真的特别的来注意这个经节来说些什么。
But what he's saying is our physical body and the way we conduct ourselves in the communion service.By recognizing the body of Jesus is related to our physical health.
但是他在这边说到，就是说我们带着一个什么样的心态，还有我们在这个过敏聚会当中所表现出来的态度，这个其实跟我们自己的身心的健康这上面是有很直接的关系的。
These Corinthians who were having these meals and have you know really dishonoring the communion service.Ended up being sick, and some passed away sooner than they should.
这些哥林多人啊，他们在领受这圣餐的时候，就是因为他们心里那个不敬虔、不庄重的态度，也就因为他们这样的原因，所以他们这些人就是说身体上就软弱，甚至有些人他们也许可以活更久的时间，然后他们就是因为这样的不敬虔的态度，他们就更早过世了。
So I just realized, wow, communion service.Has a relationship to the health of our body.
所以我在读这的时候，我就理解到说，原来薄饼聚会跟我们的身心健康是有很直接的关系的。
In verse 33, I'll finish the list. Therefore, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, he should eat at home, so that when you gather together, you will not come under judgment.And I will give instructions about the other matters whenever I come.
那接下来就是从33节这边说，所以我弟兄们，你们聚会吃的时候要彼此等待。若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己举罪。其余的事我来的时候再安排。
So he kind of gives them some conducts to follow.
所以保罗这边就给大家说，你们在聚会的时候，你们行为应当是如何的。
He's not saying don't eat.
他并没有叫他们说不要吃东西。
But he's saying when you come together.
但是保罗讲到的是说，当你们聚在一起的时候
，to wait for one another.
你们必须要彼此等待。
So there's another reminder of unity.
所以这就是给我们另外一个提醒，就是说关于合一的这个事情。
So when you're eating dinner at home, you have a large family.When I was growing up, I had a large family.
例如说你在家里吃晚餐的时候，就是说你可能家里有比较多人口。
My parents always said you have to wait for everybody.
然后特别是说我成长这个家，我的父母常常会讲说，你必须要等大家都到了才能
吃。You have to eat as a family.
我们必须要就是说坐下来一起吃，就像一个家庭一样。
Everyone together.
我们必须要让所有的人都到齐。
Sometimes my children they don't wait.
有些时候我的孩子不会等我们，他们就先开始吃。
But it's okay.
是没有关系。
But I really enjoy. I think it's just this Paul's thoughtfulness of the congregation that is coming together.
所以讲保罗他的重点在这里，就是说他想到这个聚会的弟兄姐妹们，大家来在一起。
He's correcting those that are not doing right.
他是在告诉那些人，就是说当他们行为不恰当的时候，保罗在给他们提出指正。
He's thinking of those who are not eating.
同时保罗他也在意那些就是说没有吃饱的那些弟兄姐妹们。
He's thinking about how this meeting, you know, how do I fix this? How can this, what, how should this meeting be?
那保罗他所想的，他所关心的就是说这个波饼聚会他应该是按照什么样的方式来进行。
So we wait for one another.
所以我们必须要等待彼此。
And we partake together.
那当我们来领圣餐的时候，我们是一起领受。
It's such a beautiful thought.
这是一个非常体贴的一个想法。
The last point I want to make is that the word of God is also the sacrament.
然后最后一个部分我想要来提到，就是说神的话也可以是我们所领的圣餐。
Because it's also part of Jesus.
因为它也是耶稣的一部分。
And John says, I am the bread of life.
在约翰福音他说我就是生命的粮。
He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
那些所相信我的，来到我这里的，不会饿，也不会渴。
But before that, John first, in John 1 says that, the word became flesh and dwelt among.
在约翰福音，约翰一书里面，他提到说，那个道成肉身，然后来到我们当中，居住在我们的里面。
And there are other verses too.
然后还有另外一节也是这样讲。
51. John 6:51.
约翰福音六章五十一节。
I am the living bread which comes down from heaven.
我是天上的，我是从天上来的粮。
If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
我是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
And then also in 53 to 56,
在53到56节。
Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you.
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生。
And I will raise him up on the last day.
在末日我要叫他复活。
For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
I think as we take part today, we want to remember.
所以今天当我们一起来领受这圣餐的时候，我们必须要纪念。
This word just came to me when I was in New York.
当在纽约的时候，我不知道就是说这个意念是如何来到我的里面。
I didn't think that this is something I would ever preach about.
我并不会觉得说这可能是我想要谈的事情。
Because it's so common.
因为领圣餐这件事情对大家来说好像是一件非常普遍的事情了。
And we do it so often.
然后我们很常来领圣餐。
And it becomes a habit.
然后有可能领圣餐已经变成一种习惯。
But this is a time that I just feel that the Lord wants to emphasize again what communion service is about.
但是我想这也是可能是神要再次跟我们强调，就是说领圣餐这件事情的真正的意义是什么。
It's about coming together.
它的意义是关于就是说我们来聚在一起。
In unity.
我们有合一。
Remembering his body.
同时我们来纪念他的身体。
Discerning his body.
同时我们要来检查并且审查，就是说这是神的身体。
And the shedding of his blood.
同时我们来领受他为我们所流的血。
And remembering his death and the resurrection.
我们要来纪念他的死，纪念他的复活。
And then these last verses we read, that we take part in this so that we can abide in him and he in us.
还有就是说这边就是刚我们念的那个经节，就是说当我们领受的时候，我们就住在他的里面，他也就在我们的里面。
Isn't that part of the inner life teaching, Christ in you, the hope of glory?
这不就是那个关于内在生活的教导吗？就是说，在那里面的耶稣，也就是未来荣耀的盼望。
Anything that has a thought of Jesus in us.
当我们任何有想到就是说耶稣在我们里面的念头的时候
and living through us,
然后同时透过我们活出来
This is the communion service.
这就是擘饼聚会
Hallelujah. So let's remember that. Let's, as we take part today, it talks about also, I missed that one point, is that we are to examine ourselves.
然后还有一个东西我忘记提，就是我们必须要检查自己。
We just sang the song, Search Me, O God.
我们刚刚就唱过那首歌，就是主啊，求你来检查我。
Look internally into our hearts.
我们要往内，往我们的内心去看。
Lord Jesus, what is not right in me that you want me to be better?
主啊，是在我心里面有什么是你不所喜悦的，我必须要改变的。
Convict my heart so that when I come to the Lord's table and take part in the Lord's supper, oh Lord, that these things will be healed.
主啊，是检查我的心，当我来到你的桌来领受这圣餐的时候，哦，主啊，这些所不蒙你喜悦的事情可以得到改变
，forgiven，
哦，同时可以得到你的赦免。
That's the whole point, right？
这就是来领圣餐的重点。
That the Lord Jesus shed His blood to wash us completely white。
耶稣他流他的宝血，把我们洗得像雪一样的白
，presenting us pure。
然后同时，耶稣可以把我们当成圣洁这样的献上。
So that we can come before Him.
所以我们可以来到他的面前。
Oh, Jesus.
主啊。
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Father, that we can come and look, that you are here, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们感谢你，你在这里。
Your presence is here.
你的同在。
And we see and we acknowledge your body.
我们看到，同时我们认出这是你的身体。
Your broken body，
主啊，你为我们所破开的身体。
And the shedding of your blood, Jesus。
哦，同时也是你为我们所流的血。
Oh, we come to remember you。
我们来在这里纪念你。
The way you ought to be remembered。
也就是你应该得到纪念的方式。
The way you should be remembered。
哦，主啊，也就是你当得到纪念。
Oh, help us to take part with a clear conscience。
哦，主啊，让我们有那个清楚的良知，当我们来领圣餐的时候
，loving one another，
我们可以彼此相爱
；forgiving one another，
我们可以彼此赦免。
Just the way you have loved us，
主啊，就像你爱我们的一样。
Thank you, Jesus。
主啊，谢谢你。
Hallelujah，Jesus。We could sing under the blood number 15。
好，我们该唱第十五首，主的宝血。
Brother Jeff could come on.
身体和所流的血，主啊，是的，你在当年在十字架上为我们成就的，真是超出我们的想象，超出我们的理解。你的爱在那里已经完全的彰显出来，你爱我们这些罪人，当我们还在罪中的时候，你就把你的命都舍了。主啊，我们今天来到你面前，来纪念你的名，来纪念你的身体， 哎，也真是像你所说的，让我们能够听你的话，
嗯、
听到你的话，我们就悔改，
oh, okay. yes.
我们就离开我们自己的原来的、
yes.
原来的样式，
嗯、
还有愿意来让耶稣基督你自己成为我们自我们的生命和我们的心的样式，因为这是你所盼望的。
嗯、
你要盼望因着你流的血，就像以赛亚书所说的。你的血要带回更多更多属你子民的人、
哦、
那时你就会在天国当中真是看到、嗯、你会就会开心，谢谢你、
嗯、
让我们真是在你面前完全的悔改，来接受你的宝血遮盖我们，成为你悦纳的子民，谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿
门、
嗯
嗯
嗯
啊、第二节
In the same way, after supper, he also took the cup and said, This cup is a new covenant established by my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
说我们赞美你，赞美你，我们感谢你，因着你身体为我们剥开，你的血为我们流出，所以我们今天站在这里来敬拜你，我们一起来享受你的爱。
Amen.
主耶稣，你吩咐说，这是我的身体为你们剥开的，
Amen.
你们也要如此行。我们也需要把身体剥开。
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. 我们说你让你承受的爱，我们也必须这样的去爱。
Amen.
爱我的每一位弟兄跟姐妹。
Amen.
就是你为他们剥开身体的。
Amen.
哦，主啊，你的爱已经在我们当中，已经在我们当中。主啊，每一次当我们来领这个圣餐，我们领受这个饼跟杯的时候，我能够在心里说，主啊，与我同领的这一些人，每一位我都爱，我都要爱。主啊，但是我不能爱。主啊，我就求你，你的圣灵来充满我，你爱的圣灵来充满我，让我爱你的每一位。哈利路亚！我们爱，所以我们来在一起，我们来领受你的圣灵。哈利路亚！赞美！我们每一次纪念你，我们的爱就多一点。我们每一次纪念你，我们就更爱一点。哦，哈利路亚！主啊，有你跟你的爱都在我们当中。赞美主！哦，耶稣基督圣名。
阿门。
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation song.
主啊，谢谢你的连结，召聚我们在一起。哦，主啊，主是你自己亲自来工作的，主啊，是你亲自来感动我们的心。主啊，真的超过主啊人那个肉体，哦，主啊头脑上的明白跟认知。是主，真的谢谢你，主给我们这样那个美好神圣的连结。主啊，是我求你继续来带领凡气保守我们众弟兄姐妹们，哦主啊，让我们都能够在这个爱的连结里面，主让我们都能够越发的更多的来寻求你，让我们里面有更多耶稣基督的性情跟生命。主，圣父，求你继续来恩膏公牧师，哦主啊，祝福他的口，祝福他的脚中，主啊，祝福他的教导。哦主啊，是让那个耶稣基督的性情跟生命完全的做成在他的里面。哦主啊，无论他所教导的，他所到的地方，他所带去的，就是那个耶稣基督的生命的流露。主啊，我们也感谢你带了波尔弟兄还有他的妹妹 Tina 来到我们的当中。哦主，圣父，求你保守 Tina 明天回去加州那个飞行的安全，圣父，求你来祝福保守波尔弟兄。主，我们谢谢你，哦主，让那个救恩在他里面越来越完全。主，我们求你这时候用那个大能来祝福他，祝福他的工作，哦主啊，祝福他的生命，哦主啊，祝福并且使用他在这世上的那个时间，主啊，是的，也求你来看顾众弟兄姐妹们，让我们知道如何数算自己的日子，给我们那个智慧，哦主啊，让我们剩下的时间，我们在世上余下的时间，主，我们都能够为你而活。感谢主，是谢谢你的恩典。谢谢你带领我们今天的聚会，还是这样祷告祈求，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
主耶稣，谢谢你的爱。主耶稣，因为你的爱，使我们愿意甘心的，愿意摆上自己。主啊，愿意学习你的样式。主啊，愿意向你死，能够向你活。主啊，愿这样的恩典更多更多加深在我们的生命里。阿门。那就是每天的生命都可以经历到你这样的恩典。主啊，这需要你极大的恩典，需要你圣灵的工作。主耶稣啊，我们就来求告你。主啊，我们就向你求。主啊，你要将这个你那复活的大能，主耶稣啊，每一天都更多充满在我们的内心里面。 主啊，那细小的，主啊，你都要来开刀，你都要来制作。主耶稣啊，因为我们期待成为你的心腹，主啊，我们就是盼望能够成为你的心腹。而且不仅我们自己想要成为，主啊，还有好多的人，主啊，那些软弱的弟兄姐妹，主啊，我们也要为他们祷告，他们也想也要成为你的心腹。主啊，这是你的盼望，这是你的心愿吧。主啊，谢谢你。主啊，你也帮助郭牧师在接下来他的课程当中，主啊，能够带领更多的那些慕道友，还有也许在门外观望的，还在走的，主啊，带他们更深的进入。主啊，尤其在你的真理上面，主啊，真理的灵要充满。主啊，每一句话，你的真理都能够，他们心里面都能够是有感受的，都是知道清楚明白的。主啊，以致这个真理可以在他们心里面扎根，而且你的工作可以借着真理可以做得更实际。主啊，谢谢你，你来高某郭牧师，祷告奉主的名，阿门。
阿门。
主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你今天这样的来领导我们，与我们同在。哦，主啊，我们感谢赞美你。主啊，你是多么盼望我们在爱里的合一，在爱里彼此的相爱。哦，这是你最大的诫命给我们。哦，主啊，求你把这样的恩典加给我们，坐在我们的里面，以至于我们见你面的时候不至于羞愧，因为你的爱充满了我们，充满了占据了我们的心。哦，一切你之外的东西都黯然失色，唯独你自己在我们的心里显得光明，你的爱充满我们。哦，主啊，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你这样来教导我们在你里面的合一。哦，哈利路亚，主啊，唯独你能够做，主啊，唯独你能够调整我们的眼目，能够亲自调教我们的心。哦，主啊，我们要感谢赞美你，谢谢你不忘记我们，谢谢你这样来关爱我们，感谢你，谢谢你。我们也把布布师放在你的手中，谢谢你把他带到我们当中，都有你的美意。主啊，愿你的旨意完全的成就。哦，主啊，我们谢谢你，也求你保守公司。哦，他在7月9号要开始的那个成为真实的基督徒的课程，终于你与他同在。哦，让你的信息传达出去，透过他的口，主啊，能够使更多的人认识你，能够过一个认识你的生活，能够跟你每一天彼此相爱的生活。主啊，求你来保守，求你来保守，保守他的一切。我们也把 Ford 跟 Tina 放在你的手中，谢谢你今天把他带到我们当中。主啊，你祝福他们在这里啊所要做的一切。主啊，主啊，保守 Tina 明天回去坐飞机，主啊，一切的安全当当。保守 Ford 在接下来还要待的这一段时间，你与他同在，在他的生活起居各个方面，你都来满满的祝福他。谢谢你，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Lord, we bless Pastor Paul, our Mother Ford, and our sister Tina. Thank you. We ask, Lord, that you bless them and keep them. That you make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them. And Lord, you are the one who looks upon them, and you are the one who gives them peace. And so, Lord, as they go, may they go in your peace.
Yes,
Lord. And when they return, Lord, we ask that they would return in the fullness of your blessing.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. You are with them always. Yes. You are faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, may they sing of your mercies,
yes,
new every morning,
mm-hmm,
because great is your faithfulness to me. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
感谢赞美主，把我们几个都带到这里来，求主保守我们团聚。无论我们在哪里，在哪一个地方，哪一个角落，都是一体。 那我们都是在你在里面，你也在我们里面，无论是有多远，我们的心都是追随你，都是想靠近你，时时刻刻都想仰望你。那我们加添我们的对你的爱和你的认识，那我们有你的保守和你的爱在我们的身边。谢谢，感谢，
阿门。